Good morning. I'm Scott Cooper of Proskauer Rose LLP for the plaintiffs and representing Mr. Valenti in this deposition.
Martin Garvis, Frank Garvis, client sales for the defendants.
My name is Raymond R. Brown. I'll be operating the video equipment for this deposition. The witness today is Mr. Jack Valenti. Today is June 6, 2000. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Well, what is it you want to know?
The purpose of the deposition is to create a record so that somebody else can understand it. And that's why I'd like the witness to slow down and allow me to interject my objection.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Do you know whether there are DECSS sites overseas?
Doesn't make any difference. The DMCA is quite clear, great clarity, that anyone who circumvents an encryption is violating the law.
Do you know the purpose for which DECSS was originally created?
Ambiguous.
It's plain and clear and unambiguous. I haven't any idea.
Do you know how DECSS works?
It's an incomplete hypothetical, assumes facts not in evidence, and a cause for a legal conclusion.
I hate to sound like a broken record, but I haven't any idea.
Do you know what DIVX is, D-I-V-X?
I don't understand how we can continue to spend the deposition asking the witness increasingly more convoluted legal scenarios. He is not here to testify as a legal expert.
And how much money does the MPA spend each year on lobbying?
No, I don't know.
What is the total MPA budget?
This year, approximately $2,500 million worldwide.
I direct your attention, and the letter starts off with, Jack Valenti asked me to send you the attached material related to DECSS. Do you recognize the document that is attached?
It assumes facts not in evidence. I think it's internally inconsistent and unintelligible.
I asked Mr. Attaway to send this lady a information about DECSS.
And is that the information you sent, that's the position of the MPAA, is that right?
I don't recall.
Well, direct your attention to section 11. This is a letter.
All right.
Is that the position of the MPAA? And isn't that the position you have testified in Congress was the position of the MPAA?
Lacks foundation, calls for speculation. Take a moment to read it, please.
Well, this was a legal paragraph that Mr. Attaway has sent to this lady, which it says here, more CSS defined by open credit on IHR star section on IHR star key right credit.
You want to take a break from the deputy?
No, this is fine. I'm going to do the best I can, and when I find out I can't go anymore, I'll tell you. But right now, I want to continue this open base. Unfiant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, unfiant, char, star, and equals 6 plus, that's 800, semicolon, 1 equals, K, open bracket, right bracket, carrot, 6, open bracket, that's 5, 4, right bracket, 4. That's 100 semicolon T2 equals K open bracket 1 right bracket carrot sec open bracket that's 5 right bracket semicolon T3 equals open credit on int start open credit K plus 2 right credit carrot open credit on int start open credit sec plus X56 right credit semicolon.
Now try and answer my question.
Please let him finish and then give me an opportunity to object.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
4 equals T3 and 7 semicolon T3 equals T3 star 2 plus 8 less T4 semicolon sec plus equals X8 semicolon T5 equals semicolon. If it's on the internet, it's free for the taking.
Well, let's take it slowly.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, open credit sec not equal and right credit open base T T4 equals CSS tattoo open bracket T2 right bracket curve CSS tattoo open bracket T1 right bracket semicolon T2 equals T1 shift right 1 semicolon T1 equals left credit T1 and 1 right credit shift left right credit curve T4 semicolon T4 equals CSS tattoo left bracket T4 right bracket semicolon T6 equals
I hate to sound like a broken record, but
That's all it said.
Now, did you testify before Congress on the scope of fair use?
I may have. I don't recall. I have written about 1 million words.
There's no way of taking a second, a tenth of a second from the DVD without it being against the law.
Well, to me, it's free to anybody that wants to use it, but you have to decrypt. And that's against the law.
If you use DECSS to defeat regional coding, is that against the law?
The answer is I don't know. You're getting me into some deep legal water here, and I don't know the answer.
To your knowledge, aside from the movie studios, aside from the MPAA, do you know of one person who has ever seen a film that has been de-encrypted from a DVD through DECSS? One person.
I don't recall.
Thank you very much. That's the end of the deposition.